ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Galligan is here from Yelp. Brandon, welcome back.
Beamer, I always say it every time I'm in, but love coming into the studio. Love seeing you. Love, you know, even with the rain, it's a great day to, you know, come in and talk all things local.
We love local.
Food. Love it.
We love local. And this is, by the way, the first time on the actual Joe Beamer show.
On the actual Joe Beamer show. So this is like day number one for me. This is great.
Welcome to the premiere. Now, it is, you know, we're getting to the Halloween, and then we're getting to November, and, you know, holidays and everything, obviously, people are thinking about, but you guys are having a little fun in November.
Absolutely. I've got, you know, one word for you. Nacho-vember. Mm. All right? Everybody loves nachos. I don't know how you could go wrong. Like, even if you have nothing at home, and you're like, man, I want a snack. You've got shredded cheese and a bag of tortillas. You throw it in the microwave. You know what? We're going to do that, but we're going to ramp it up a billion notches, and we're going to have some fun with it in November. We've got 5 free events for anybody to sign up for. All you got to do is go on yelp.com/events. You'll see Nacho-vember right there. You can sign up for any of these events. It's completely free. We're doing things that have week-long perks, so you can go in anytime that fits your schedule. We've got a couple of solo events that are happening later on at the end of the month here too. So if you're free on those nights, it'll be great. But the week-long perks are kind of the things that we're really hammering home in this one. So that we know it's busy. We know Halloween, Thanksgiving, things like that are happening. We want to make sure that, you know, we're mindful of people's time and energy and things like that. So we want to make sure that people are getting out there and doing things when they can.
Getting out there, supporting local business. What are some of the perks? What are some of the things we're looking at?
So Bull Riders Barbecue, popular food truck in Buffalo. Yeah. He's actually opened up his first brick and mortar down in Derby. So he's going to have a little grand opening kind of special for us.
I love seeing that, by the way, when the food trucks have been so successful, they're like, hey, we want a permanent location.
Absolutely.
Keep the truck too, but have the permanent location. That's always nice.
Absolutely. And on that same note, you know, like, he's going to do barbecue nachos. I mean, his barbecue is amazing, so it's going to be really great on top of some chips and some cheese. I can't wait for that one. Speaking of cheese, speaking of people who have a food truck and a brick and mortar, we're talking Cheesy Chick.
Oh, of course.
You gotta go with Cheesy Chick. We've got something special cooking up at Cheesy Chick. We're going to do some mac and cheese style nachos.
Mm.
So he's got a queso mac and cheese. We're going to throw some chips in there, throw some toppings. That one's going to be really good. The ultimate cheesy, like,
yeah. If you like cheese, there. This is for you.
If you like cheese, this whole month is like dedicated for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other week-long event one that we've got is AJ's Kitchen. That's going to be... I think we're going to focus more on like the birria nachos and things of that nature. So kind of a little bit of like the higher end feel of a nacho, but it's still that gourmet nacho that people are going to know and love.
Oh, yeah.
And AJ's Kitchen has been on the rise here. They won an award at Taste of Buffalo, and they've just kept going up. And, you know, I love what they're cooking up down there.
Now, where's AJ's Kitchen?
I believe it's down like – Orchard Park, West Seneca, like that kind of area right there.
All right. So, I mean, you got me hungry with the nachos.
I know.
I love nachos. I mean, you go to a restaurant, hey, you want appetizers? Yeah, I want whatever your nacho dish is. That's what I want. I want some guac. I want some sour cream. Cheese, obviously.
Obviously, I mean, you go out to a Mexican restaurant, what do they bring to the table? They're bringing chips and salsa.
Warm chips
and salsa. If they're homemade, even better. Oh, it's so great. We've even got a couple of other events here that we're doing, too. We've got one down at Meat & Eat Charcuterie down in Larkinville.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have charcuterie nachos. So, going to be kind of an interesting concept. So
I love nachos. I like a good charcuterie.
So, let's
combine
mixing
those together.
I mean, it sounds like a win.
I can't disagree with you.
Build your own charcuterie nachos. In that event, we're going to have a nice little nacho battle, if you will. So we're going to have the Meat & Eat charcuterie nachos. And then we're bringing in Daughter's Dumplings, who's going to do some dumpling nachos.
Oh, man.
Can't wait to see what... I've never thought to myself, wow, this dumpling is a great nacho.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see what it turns out.
No, the suspense is killing
dumplings
me.
With cheese... on top, I mean, how could you go wrong with that?
Pair that with a nice wine.
Ooh, and they do have wine there, too, so it's perfect.
Come on.
They've got wine, they've got charcuterie, we've got dumplings, everything.
We are talking about a fancy you-know-what.
Absolutely. And then we've got Burning Hollow, who is a local hot sauce maker. He's going to be there, too, with different samples of his hot sauces. So,
great.
Dumpling nachos, charcuterie nachos, hot sauce, wine. Like, this is the night...
You guys are going in on nachos on this.
This is the night you want to show up and you want to just, like, let yourself be with the nacho.
When is that one?
That one is going to be on the 19th of November.
The 19th of November.
I believe that's a Wednesday.
All right.
And then the next night, we're actually going over to Hombre y Lobo. We're actually going to have a Nacho Average drag show. So they'll have the drag show there, and then we're going to have some agua fresca and some nachos. So that'll be a nice little fun night, too. Nice little back-to-back nights. And then we say, hey... Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you the next month here.
The next month. All right. So, Nachovember. I got that right. Nachovember.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds great. You sold me on nachos. I mean, I love the nachos and I love the holidays, right? I mean,
absolutely.
November is the kickoff. I mean, I kick off in September, but it's the kickoff to the holiday season. And, you guys, again, I know we're talking November, but I mean, what does that rush mean? Holidays, local business. I mean, this is the month to make it happen, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, like you said, once we get past Halloween, we go into November, and that really does kick off that holiday season. My big thing is you're looking for Christmas presents. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving. You're kind of in that mode. You can go to a lot of different department stores and things like that, but you could go down to Elmwood Village. You could go to Hurdle. You could go to these local spots, find really great gifts for the holidays. You could find really great food. I know a lot of local businesses will do Thanksgiving style like dinners that you can actually do. So if you're like me and you're like, man, I really don't want to cook all of the sides and all of the turkey and everything like that. Like,
then I smoked turkey.
Like, I'll do a turkey.
Yeah.
But like, then I've got to figure out all the sides too with it. And I usually just tell my parents or family members coming over, like, hey, everybody bring a side.
Yeah.
But
that's great.
Go to a local spot, have them make everything for you, pick it up, reheat, beautiful, and you're good to go. So I think with that, like with the holiday season coming up, it's definitely one of those things of, yeah, like let's lean into the local a little bit. We don't need to go to all of the major chains and figure out.
Try to keep the money right here.
Exactly. Keep the money in Buffalo. This is our community. And that's really what Nachovember is all about, is bring people into the local community, giving them a taste of, you know, first of all, nachos. But second of all, what local can do. And then that way, if you fall in love with one of these places, you're like, hey, Beamer, we're off on Thursday night. Let's go over and let's have some nachos here.
Yeah.
Hey, they have great tacos here. Let's go there. Let's do that.
I love that. I love that you have, you know, events during the week. Get absolutely people together during the week. Let's get people out of the house. Let's get people talking face to face again, my friend. Face to face. Now you have a list coming out.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm a huge fan of lists.
I'm a big list guy, right with you.
I know you can't give the whole list away, but tell us the premise of this one that's being released soon.
Absolutely. So we're 2 weeks out from releasing our top local eats list.
Okay.
That's our top 25 places in Buffalo. It's been curated. It's got all of the methodology behind it of how we came up with the top 25, but it's our top 25 places to eat in Buffalo. So it's, you know, it's the popular spots you probably know and love. There's some newcomers in there with, you know, great reviews that people are saying this might be a little bit of a hidden gem. We might need to keep this a little bit of a secret. We're going to put them all in a list of 25 places, and we're going to go through it. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Can you give us a tease? Can you give us a, like, out of the 1 through 25, can you name one place that might be on the list?
You know,
or is that too much?
You know, I think if I come back in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to name some places. But if you ask me a place, you know, I may be able to give you a nonverbal yes or no there.
Okay.
So, you know, think about it as we're talking. But if you think of a place, maybe I'll give you a little bit of a hint. But definitely, Buffalo this year has been big in barbecue. It's been big in burgers,
mm-hmm,
and it's been big in the non-traditional, like, American cuisine. So think of, you know, the Asian cuisines like Thai, yeah, Japanese, things like that. So it's been big in those.
Yeah.
Definitely,
a few great Thai places I can just think of.
A lot of good Vietnamese places this year, yeah, as well, that have opened up or have had some good success.
Does the, you know, the chicken sandwich has been wildly popular nationwide. Have we seen that locally?
We have in little bits here and there. I think the chicken sandwich, there was that huge debate a few years ago of what was the best fast food chicken sandwich, right?
Yes, of course.
You know, we all have our favorite fast food chicken sandwich. I think in Buffalo, we've taken the chicken sandwich. We do chicken better than anybody else in the country in Buffalo.
Of course.
We've got the best wings. We should have the best chicken sandwich, unless you're, you know, down in Nashville, I would argue.
That's a great point.
Probably one of the better chicken sandwiches I've ever had.
And by the way, last weekend, I had a great Nashville chicken sandwich at a local Buffalo place.
Absolutely.
Brandon, anything else you want to let us know? And if not, make sure you get those dates out one more time.
Absolutely. So everything kicks off starting next, not next week, 2 weeks from now on November 5th. So we're launching our top 25 list. That is also the first day of all of our Nachovember stuff. So you can go online right now to yelp.com/events. Nachovember will be right at the top. You can RSVP for all of that leading up to the 5th. And then, boom, we'll have events on the 5th. Every week we've got some sort of event going on all the way up till Thanksgiving.
Beautiful.
The 19th and 20th, we have our two big events. And then we move right into the holidays.
And we can find you on Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Yelp Buffalo.
All right, Brandon Galligan, we will have you in here again before Christmas.
Perfect.
All right, love that. Always great seeing you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.